it taught me early on that if I don't do it, it's not going to happen. So I have to be in charge. I am in charge of my own ship, of my family, of my life, of my health, of my career, of our future. It's no one is going to come and sort it out for me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Goals Do Come True, my weekly podcast. And today I am joined by Rosita McGowan. Rosita is, as she says, a conscious property tax advisor. She's an accountant and a member of Power Teams. Her principles are saving you money, making tax simple to understand. We met on Clubhouse, that new thing that the kids are into at the moment, and we've connected and we're going to set up a room. Got to be careful for people. We're setting up a room, not getting a room, you know, just so that's all very, very clear. We're going to be talking about property tax, business structures. Might all sound a little bit dull and boring, but that's on Clubhouse. But come and join us if you would like to. But I'm going to hand over to Rosita now. She's going to tell us a little bit about us, how she's implemented goals in her life, a little bit of her backstory. She has been telling me a little bit about it. It's quite interesting. I think I was midway through listening to her telling me what was going on, and I thought, I've got to have her as a guest. So, Rosita, over to you. Tell us a little bit about your background, family. We'll take it from there.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Doug, pleasure to meet you, and thank you for having me here. I was clubbing on a Clubhouse, looking for my dance partner, for my partner in crime, and there you were recommended. So looking forward to our venture together. A little bit about me. Well, we used to live in Kent, and then we came on holiday here a few times. I think it was on our second holiday that we said, actually, this is the way to live. I love countryside. I love the slower pace of life. And we thought it was much better way to bring up our children. So that was July. And in November, we came back for 3 weeks. We booked 3 week holiday. I remember that we stayed in two different places. So it was Kingsbridge and it was Totnes. And there was a week somewhere else that I can't remember. Kingsbridge was a complete holiday town, ghost town in November. And Totnes was just buzzing with life. It was wonderful. As soon as we drove down that evening and smell the scent of log burners and the fire burning, and it was just everything just felt home. And by January we were here, and it's amazing when stuff is meant to happen how quickly it can happen. I always say Devon is heaven.
I mean, we connected in that respect because I went there for 5 or 6 days sort of last year. Turns out that you're just down the road from the little pub that we stayed in, telling me that in the river you could swim in the river and there's nice pools and everything. And it's like, you know, it sounds idyllic, but there wasn't a goal involved in that. And, you know, it was just something that you just happened. And sometimes you've got to seize that feeling. Would you agree?
Totally. I mean, you nailed it. I grew up surrounded by countryside, and it's something that I've been drawn to all my life. I suppose I resented gardening, what my mum used to do when I was younger. But when I came to England 20 years ago, I just couldn't rest. I just couldn't settle for the first year or two. There was something wrong. I just couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't figure out. And then when I moved to a house with a garden, I thought, this is what it is. This is what I need. I need woods. I need forest. I need sea. I need river. I need to be able to see. Even now I'm sitting and I'm looking out at, you know, the greenery, and I'm so grateful for that. And so I've been searching for it. I remember when I moved in with my husband, ex-husband, in Kent, and I drove down his street. And on that road, there was not a single tree. That's the first thing I noticed. I thought, oh my God, where am I coming to? Not long after that, we moved here. And it's definitely been a goal, is something that I desired deeply within. And when opportunity arose, it was like, I'm taking it. It's fine.
Excellent. So that's something for everybody out there. It's like, you know, make sure that if something comes your way, you take advantage of it. And I think one or two of the other co-hosts that I've had, that's part of their philosophy on things is like, you know, things come your way, just reach out and grab. There's a reason that they've entered into your lives. Now, one of the other things that you were talking about is that you think you've got ADD, you know, you've got a little special way of gathering data together. So tell us a little bit about that.
I sometimes get into this. I start on one side and then I end up on the other side. And then, you know, I ended up with loads of papers, but then I started getting these notepads. So I use them for studies as well. And they're just very simple. I've got a whole pile of them and then I would label them. And at least I can find them. So there is a sort of system. At least I can find things when I look for them. So I will have marketing, I'll have work-related. There'll be something, conversations with clients. There will be that notes that I made, friends, children, lists to do. It's taken me, you know, 40 years to actually realize that this is what's going on, that this is not quite a normal way to go about. Well, normal, I don't know what's normal, what's not. There could be a better way. So when I met more and more people who have been diagnosed with it, it's actually made a lot of sense. And I got to a stage where I couldn't organize my house in you know, properly. I'm thinking, how is this happening? Why is this so messy? We hired somebody who came and tidied the house up. It sounds ridiculous, but it was amazing. She organizes clutter. She will help you part with it. But I was ready to let go. I just needed a system. And it's wonderful. Yeah, I'm really, really happy. It helps to clear your mind.
That's interesting. You know, if you haven't got a skill in something, outsource it. Get somebody in to help you. I mean, I'm finding that a lot. And there's a lot of talk about getting support. If your skills aren't as good in a particular area, maybe getting some support is a good thing. The problem is, of course, you know, people go, well, it's expensive. But then if you can't find anything and you're not focused and you're not able to get anywhere, that's going to cost you a lot more in the future. So look on it as a bit of an investment, really, rather than a cost in those sorts of things, I think.
We can't buy time, and by outsourcing these tasks, this is how we are able to buy time. That's how I can see it. That's how I see it. Because when you do something that you can't actually do, if I can't organize, it will take me so long, it will drain me, and it will take me so much longer to recover from it. And I would lose not just that time doing that task, but I would lose more so in recovery. And, you know, when we're not happy, we're not happy.
Yes, it will have an effect on everything else that you do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're a bit concerned when I said, you know, come along about goals and stuff like that. But I think you've achieved quite a few bits and pieces, and you're probably sitting, you know, hiding your own bushel. So that because you studied at home to do your tax exams and stuff like that. So tell us a bit about your accountancy background and how that's come together.
If I start with what you said with regards to goals, I have sort of written them down every now and then. You know, at times I would just feel overwhelmed and I would just sit down and write what it is that I want to achieve, where I want to be within a certain period of time, what's important to me, you know, getting priorities right. And everything that I wanted in life, even from since I was a little child, I've always had it. I've always got everything I wanted. So maybe I don't want much, but I think when I was a kid, I wanted a wonderful husband and two children, girl and a boy. And that was my dream. And then I had that, but then that fell apart. And I was left with, oh my goodness, I haven't got family. That was my like life goal. But then I reinvented that family on the actual values and the feelings that that family gives us, how fulfilled we are. So it's not the number of people in a family, it's what we each bring to the table. And I have a wonderful family. I'm a single mom with a girl and a boy, just like I desired. So again, I'm blessed with that. And I'm really happy. And so with regards to my accountancy and tax, that was, again, it was a bit of a humorous story, actually. When I came to England, I spoke to my friend, Jeff. If he ever hears this, he's probably he perhaps will remember this conversation. I said, tell me, which jobs pay best? And that was 21 years ago. He said, well, it's either a lawyer or an accountant. I said, I don't think I can be a lawyer, but I think I can do accounting. I've always been good with maths. I'm thinking, I can do this. And that's how it started. And the more I got into accounting, the more I realized how much I enjoy tax and how much I like it, how much it interests me. I remember not long ago the Gallup test. I think it's a strength finder. And it was just highlighted why I've chosen this profession, because it fulfills my every need. I need mental challenge. I need intellectual stimulation. I need constant change. And it's wonderful. I couldn't have chosen a better job, I feel. So I feel blessed with that. It's something that I took upon myself. And rather than going, usual route, getting trained through practice, which I'm not undermining in any way, I have chosen to put, again, my family first and be able to run my business around my children and educate myself. And I landed myself an amazing mentor who is wonderful, wonderful tax specialist in the UK, and he's kindly holding my hand through every case. So I'm forever grateful. I'll have to ask him next time if I actually able to mention his name. But
the interesting thing there is, because we had a chat about this beforehand, is you asked somebody that was very, very capable in his arena and the arena that you wanted to be. You took that brave step, because that very often is a very, very brave step to ask somebody. And he said yes. And he also said nobody had ever asked him before. And that, I think is the crazy, crazy thing about this. Sometimes the help that you get can come from amazing places, but all you need to do is ask. And now you've got that support. So, I've got support in my peers, and I just ask them something, because we can't possibly know everything that there is to know about everything.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's a brilliant, brilliant thing. Just sometimes ask for help. Most people are nice. Most people that are really, really good at what they do are nice, and they're happy to share. So don't be afraid to ask. That would be one thing I would pick up there. And it's good because, you can do things that you couldn't possibly know how to do a lot more speedily if you've got that sort of knowledge and support behind you. So make sure that you ask if you want some help. I think that's
if you don't ask, you don't get. And I know, fear gets in the way for most of us. And a lot of people will say to me, my goodness, how did you do that? To them, they cannot fathom that. And I say, in some ways, my disadvantaged childhood and my, it's been a blessing in disguise. It taught me early on that if I don't do it, it's not going to happen. So I have to be in charge. I am in charge of my own ship, of my family, of my life, of my health, of my career, of our future. It's no one is going to come and sort it out for me.
You've got to have belief in yourself as well. I think sometimes that's very, very difficult to achieve. That's the thing. Deciding what it is that you want, going out and getting it. That's, I think, a couple of lessons that we can pick up from there. They talk about these things called big, hairy, audacious goals, right? Like mega. Have you got any of those in the horizon? I mean, that you think, oh, if I could achieve that, that would be amazing. Or have you done one in the past?
I'm quite pragmatic, and I really try, and I do often succeed living in present moment. So as long as I'm fulfilled and I'm going forward with that, vision that I have, that feeling, the only way I can describe it, it's a feeling that I have, Doug. What really got me into tax is I do want to make a difference. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I felt if I learn the subject, I will understand it better if I know everything about it and the answers will come. I can see myself doing more speaking, and that's something I would like to do, but I think I need to refine my message. and I'm on a journey. I would like to teach our young and disadvantaged of financial matters, importance of it, planning for the future, and importance of paying tax, and also understanding what's fair amount of tax and doing it correctly. So there are lots of aspects that go to that. I know we as parents, most of us, we want to teach our children to give them these skills earlier on and understanding. It will come. It will come with right people, with time. I'll refine that message and I'll be able to get it out there. But at the moment, I'm doing it with my children, spreading the word with families around me how I'm doing it.
Okay. I mean, that's quite an important thing. Obviously, I've been a financial advisor for 30-odd years. So I think I need to get my sons up to have a chat with them about, you know, the things that they maybe heard me say in the past or things that they've picked up. They can say, well, you know, Dad, you said this. That would be really cool because I think I've said things to them, but, you know, you just never know, do you? Do you know if kids are listening to you? Are there any adults out there?
They actually are listening.
They are listening.
Yeah, because they don't listen to, they show you as though they don't listen to you. But then when they go to other people's homes, you hear that what you taught them has actually, you know, they have applied and they can behave and they can say please and thank you to other people.
Yes, even though it might be more challenging at home. Normally say at this point, is there any nuggets, any gems that you think you know, we give people a shameless plug about what they do. So, you know, tell us exactly what it is that you do. And then also give us a nugget of something you think, well, everybody needs to know this. It's probably known, but not well known. So if you've got anything in there, tell us a little bit about what you do, your business and stuff like that, and then share a nugget with us.
Oh, you should have given me a heads up about the nuggets. I would have thought that through.
No, the best ones come when people are on the spot.
It's not here. It's not landed yet.
Okay, so tell us what you're looking for in the way of clients then to start with, and then, you know, something like click in. Come on.
What's my ideal client? So my ideal client is a property investor. Property investors who have big goals. I like to work with people who have passion, who have drive, who have vision. I like people with big goals. I love to learn about their business. I love to connect with them. It uplifts everyone. And that's how I feel about, you know, tax. I know it's boring for many people, but, you know, when you save money to someone, it's not so boring. It's very joyous experience. So yeah, that's me. I do tax advice and accounting. Accounting just comes as part of the job, but tax is something I'm really passionate about.
And who wouldn't be passionate about saving tax?
Exactly. I mean, that is my point.
That's it, exactly. So there we have it. We have the nugget.
Aww.
We have the nugget there.
Thank you.
You can save people tax, but specifically you like property investors.
Yes.
We will make sure that your details are contained in the show notes. So if anybody's listening that's in that position and they want to have a chat with you about it, they'll be able to get hold of you. But anything else? Go for it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say the reason why property tax is because property tax encompasses pretty much every area of tax. Because if you were to separate different areas of tax, it would be difficult for people to understand. But when you invest in property, sort of everything comes together. It is lovely. And how to get hold of me? I'm not the most active on social media, although if you are clubbing on a clubhouse, please come and find me. I'm clubbing there every day. That seems to be a platform that really works for me. I have accounts on Facebook and Instagram, and you can reach me on there, send me a message. I will respond. It's just that I'm not active on there yet. LinkedIn too, like I say, my profile is there, but I'm not constantly posting. I'm clubbing right now.
You're clubbing right now. And who wouldn't want to be clubbing right now?
That's it, Doug.
Goodness gracious.
You know, 20 came again.
Okay, so everybody, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of taxation talking. couple of ideas on there about seizing the opportunities as they come your way, making big notebooks about, well, everything that's going through your life, if that's the way that it works for you. And Rosita, thank you very much for joining me today. As I say, we'll make sure that your notes are available and your, you know, contact details are available in the show notes. Remember, everybody, if you enjoy this, please share. Give us a review on Apple and Spotify, and we will catch up soon. Rosita, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.